There are certain memories that kind of stick with you. You know, you can almost remember where you were, what things looked like, how things smelled. They're just very vivid memories. One of those for me is when I got lost at the mall at around age 4. An objective observer would tell you the whole situation probably lasted 5, maybe 7 minutes. But to preschool age Brad and his mom, it felt far longer than that. I'd gone around to the other side of a clothes rack and lost sight of my mom, and then I panicked. And so I began searching, and I'm sure that my attempt at solving the problem actually made me harder to find, right? In my running around and searching, I wasn't where she expected me to be at all. And at some point during that panicked running, my tears and my face led some caring adult to realize I needed help. And so they found an employee who walked me over to that little phone that was on the wall, and they picked it up and they made an announcement over the speakers. And in my memory, I can still visualize my mom coming around this gray brick corner, walking down this little hallway, her shoes clicking on that mall tile. And she picked me up and she said, "I have been looking for you." And through my hyperventilated breath, I uttered the words, "I thought you forgot me." And as she held me tightly, I heard her say these words, "I would never forget you." And then with that tissue that moms always seem to have ready, it's clean, but it's fuzzy because it's been in their pocket for a while, she took that tissue and wiped the tears off of my face. This story came to my mind in hearing our scripture for today. It's the scripture assigned to All Saints Day, and I'd be grateful if Hannah House would share that scripture with us now.
"On this mountain, the Lord of heavenly forces will prepare for all peoples a rich feast, a feast of choice wines, of select foods rich in flavor, choice wines well refined. He will swallow up on this mountain the veil that is veiling on all peoples, that shroud and shrouding all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord God will wipe tears from every face. He will remove his people's disgrace. From off the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. They will say on that day, 'Look, this is our God from whom we have waited, and he has saved us. This is the Lord from whom we have waited. Let's be glad and rejoice in his salvation.'"
God will swallow up death forever and wipe tears from every face. In this scripture, I hear that hope-filled promise of tender compassion that comes to us in times of grief. You see, today we acknowledge the depth of emotion that comes when people die. There are tears in this room today and in rooms across the neighborhood, across the country, and around the world as we join together in this time of remembering. There are tears as names have been read aloud. There are tears as names were spoken that we remember from years past. There are tears today as we think about names that soon will be added to the list as we confront mortality. I want to take a moment and remind you that tears are not always external. We all experience emotion in our own ways. There can be a feeling that is not expressed with water from our eyes, but is still tearful deep in our soul. We all cry in different ways. And please hear that your tears are valid because your feelings are valid. These tears that we feel, these tears that we cry today, they are not new. We've cried them before. When we got that phone call letting us know. When we had to help make the arrangements and ask what would they like. When we attended the service. Or those years that we had to watch the service virtually and longed to be with the people that would help us feel whole. We have cried these tears before when a song or a smell reminds us of them. When an anniversary comes or a holiday appears on the calendar. We've cried these tears before when we look at one of those photos on the shelf. Or when first out of impulse we grab our phone to call them and tell them a story that they would love. The tears we've cried today are not new. We have been awash in these feelings before. And I tell you, that's also why the memory of getting lost connects emotionally for me to this day as well. Because that feeling of being lost, of not knowing where we are and where we're going, that feeling, well, it describes for me the fog of grief that can envelop us. When someone dies, we just don't know where we are or where we are going. And into that space, around the corner, comes the divine presence. God's tender love and grace holding us, holding our loved ones, wiping the tears from our face and saying, I would never forget you. And so today, we offer words of thanks to a God that does not forget us. Today we offer words of thanks to a God who does not forget our loved ones. We ring the bells, we light the candles, we say their names, and we offer words of thanks that God remembers. We give thanks that we are able to remember them. For though we cannot be in their physical presence, moments like this allow us intentional space to bring them into our hearts, in minds, in as real a way as possible. You know, it's actually that longing to be together and remember is something the scripture describes with this imagery of a shared meal. The author of Isaiah paints this eschatological image, right? This vision of the end times. But instead of fire and things breaking apart, it's all of God's people gathered together, sharing this meal, being together again as the veil will be removed, the scripture says. That division separating life from death, and we will all be able to feast together again. Them, us, God, all at the table, nothing separating us, everything connecting us. That kind of a meal is part of what we will remember at this table today as we share in communion. It tells us of what has been and also offers a foretaste of what will be, a reminder that God remembers. But while our scripture today speaks of a time that will come, and communion recalls a time that has been, here we are in this moment. And we too are invited to remember. And so right now, whether it's going to be in your mind or whether you want to speak it aloud, I want you again to hold the names of those who have died. Doesn't matter when, the people that we hold in our hearts, do you have them? Have you gathered up the memories of them and hold those memories in their name and say their name again? And now I invite you to say these words with me. I remember you. Say it loudly. I remember you.
I remember you.
Right here and right now, all those we have grieved, may they hear our voices and may they see our living, and in our voices and in our living, may they hear us proclaim that we remember them. And in a world that can distract us and disorient us and disillusion us, I also invite us to take a moment right here and right now to recall, to reinforce, and to remember God's grace and love for our loved ones and for us. To remember that divine presence that seeks to wipe our tears, the divine presence that seeks to hold us and hold us together. It's a promise that somehow can get lost in the busyness of life. And so here it is again for us to say to God, the divine presence, I remember you. I remember you, God. I remember your love for me. In between that shared meal of the first communion so long ago and the shared meal atop God's holy mountain someday, that in-between space is where we find ourselves. That in-between space is the here and the now. The ways we remember and offer words of thanks for the best of who our loved ones were. The ways we remember and offer these words of thanks for the love and grace of God. These are the kinds of gratitude that inspire our living and inspire us as a community to build a home where all belong. To build a home where all will be remembered. Our commitment to God's vision of that shared meal. Our commitment to that vision of connection and in the embodiment of grace. Our commitment to remember as community and remember through community. That is what we are bringing forth this day and every day. And so I thank you. Thank you for all of the ways that you make this possible by offering what you have and what you do and even more who you are. Because through this place and through you, God is reminding the world every day that we are remembered. Amen.